Podcasting the African Way has been commissioned and curated by Radio Days Africa under the auspices of the Wits Radio Academy. The series written, researched and produced by Hlengiwe Mashinini, Nelson Maepa and Bandile Lukele. For more podcasts, content and information, go to www.radiodaysafrica.co.za. Episode 5. Radio broadcasting to podcasting. Is that an option?
Radio broadcasting has been known as the best and longest form of broadcasting after print media. Known as the theater of the mind, radio requires the listener to use their imagination and allows them to participate with the content on air. While a typical radio show is about 3 to 4 hours long and has an entire team working behind the scenes to make sure that the on-air product aligns with the station's mandate, that is not the case with podcasting. Podcasting has no regulations. And in this episode, we will answer the question of whether radio broadcasting should adapt to podcasting. To help us unpack this conversation, we spoke to a number of people in the radio and podcasting industry, and here's what they had to say.
Good day, my name is Junior Malinga and I am a broadcaster. Should broadcasting adapt to podcasting? I think that this is not currently the time. There will, however, have to be a time where we start migrating towards podcast. However, at the current time, podcasts are only for a niche market.
Hi, my name is Usiyabo Ngamota. Well, basically, I don't think podcasting would replace live radio, because radio is something that any person can access for free and it's way cheaper. Podcasting is kind of expensive if we're looking at the data price in South Africa. So I don't really think podcast would replace or should replace radio broadcasting or live radio.
Hi, I'm Shoshua Koo. I think for me, one of the biggest disadvantages of podcasts and podcasting, especially in the African continent, is that not many people are adopting or taking on listening to podcasting. People still prefer listening to their radios and their appointment listening. And I think also another challenge is that we are largely still putting podcasts up in English, while we could be using our own native languages to be telling our stories and building on that. So there's still a long way for us to go, but I think we're on the right track as long as there's intention for us to build content on podcasting.
To unpack this conversation even further, we speak to Gareth Cliff on radio adapting to podcasting.
Hi, I'm Gareth Cliff from cliffcentral.com, and we're talking all about podcasting and the way broadcasting is changing as a result.
We're living in the digital age right now where podcasting just seems to be growing rapidly. In your opinion, how likely are we to see radio fully adapting to podcasting?
I don't think radio is going to be replaced by podcasting. I think that the two will coexist. They serve different audiences. People are very picky about the kind of content they consume and the kind of content they're prepared to pay for. And because their time is more valuable than anything else, they're starting to find international versions of the kind of content they're interested in that sometimes outperform the local ones. Podcasting, I think, is much more curated than radio is. Radio is still trying to serve people who are in cars, driving to work, stuck in traffic. You know, that's why drive time on radio is still the main time. But radio will end up being what like a midday show or a midnight show are at the moment. That's where radio's highest audiences will one day be. And podcasting will attract small niched audiences and in some cases bigger audiences, depending on how much reach and how much relevance they have. But I don't think that the two will ever try to steal from each other in the way that, you know, one will dominate the other to the exclusion of that medium. I mean, radio will always have a place. It's just its place is being diminished daily.
We've heard a lot of talk about radio is dying, and we see a lot of media personalities and even radio personalities who are now jumping on the podcasting industry for many different reasons. Do you think this is a result of the media industry itself acknowledging that radio is in fact slowly dying out?
I don't think radio is dying out, but I think that the talented people don't really have much to do in radio anymore, because what's happened to commercial radio is it's become about time checks, playing music, telling people what's going on in the traffic. Stuff that was useful in 1984, it's not as useful now. So radio has to adapt. And unfortunately for radio, it's not adapting. What it's doing is it's doing more or less the same kind of thing it's been doing for the longest time. And that is why the talent isn't going to hang around. Now, when I started CliffCentral.com, it wasn't so much a survival strategy as an opportunity to do something new and different. For many people who are jumping into podcasting from radio now, they see it as a survival strategy. They see it as the only way to keep their career going, because even if they have to, you know, fend for themselves, try to attract sponsors and advertisers and do something commercial and useful, grow their own audiences, where before all of that was taken care of by the station, they realize that if they stay at that station, they don't have much of a future.
With the switch to digital audio broadcasting slowly looming over our heads, do you think that it will have enough of an impact to ensure the relevancy of radio?
No, I think it's too little too late. And I also think that this whole digital migration, which was meant to have been done, 15 years ago in South Africa, it's just, again, another failure of these enormous government and corporate monsters who just can't turn quickly enough. They will be outperformed and outpaced at every step of this journey by small, nimble, adaptable businesses. And those businesses are going to be able to pivot on a knife's edge to be able to turn their business model around should they be threatened. Whereas, you know, your SABCs and your Kagisos and your Prime Medias and your e-medias are going to find it very difficult to make the requisite changes in time to save their skins. So all of this is like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Some people feel the podcasting industry should be regulated. Now, with no regulatory bodies in the podcasting industry, what would it mean to have the likes of ICASA regulate podcasting? Would it be good or bad?
Absolutely be bad. I mean, anywhere that you have regulation, usually it's a bad thing or a good thing. I don't see why there are people who are calling for this. I don't see why anyone would want regulation. First of all, it diminishes our opportunity to compete internationally. If we have a local governing body or regulatory body, it means that suddenly everyone in this country is restricted in terms of what kind of content they can produce, as opposed to people in Malta or Guatemala or America. You should be able to do whatever the hell you want. The internet is almost like a sovereign state. And if they go after podcasters, then they must go after Google and Facebook, and they just don't have the ammo to do that. And plus, I don't want a whole bunch of people who've been elected just chosen by politicians, by people who have been, you know, won in popularity contests. I don't want those people deciding what should and shouldn't be broadcast on the internet. They've got no hope in hell. As soon as they come after any small podcaster or broadcaster, that person will just change their URL. And these guys are going to spend the rest of their lives trying to hunt it down, like the music lawyers tried to hunt down Napster or Pirate Bay. It's just never going to work. You're wasting your time. Rather, stop trying to regulate things that don't need regulation.
That concludes the five-part series on podcasting the African way. Thank you to all our amazing experts for sharing their insights and experiences with Africa.
That was Podcasting the African Way, a five-part podcast series curated for Radio Days Africa. For more, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.